Morning, everyone. Thanks very much for coming this morning. We thought we'd put on the seminar this morning to give you an update on what's been happening in the world of commercial leases.
My name is Russell May. I'm the head of the property disputes team at Boies Turner. So today we've been talking about forfeiture and the options that landlords have in order to pursue forfeiture, mainly for rent arrears. So forfeiture of the lease is where a landlord takes back possession of the premises because the tenant has committed a breach of the lease, such as failing to pay the rent. So because of the COVID pandemic, obviously, lots of landlords have got arrears that have built up. And there was also a moratorium on pursuing the rent arrears during that period. But that has now ended and landlords are now able to forfeit leases, just as they used to be able to.
My name is Richard Pulford. I'm an associate in the property disputes team at Boies Turner.
Morning, everyone. I'm going to cover a little bit of overview of a bit of the past. And I appreciate you're probably all thinking, why are we still covering COVID? That was last year, years after. But we're still dealing with the aftermath in terms of the effect of COVID rent. And before we go into what the current position is, it is, for a little bit of context, worth going through what the procedure was for that period of time where no action could be taken on the significant rent arrears that had built up for a lot of commercial tenants during that period of time. And the main element of this was the arbitration scheme that was set up via the Commercial Rent Coronavirus Act. This was a mandatory but temporary scheme that was available majority of the time for tenants to take up the opportunity to essentially have an outside party decide what the value of the rent arrears that had accrued should be payable. So this scheme was in place. As I say, it was a temporary measure. So what happens once that finishes, like we're in now? And if it's not clear, that's the floodgates opening. However, what this does mean is that there should be a commercial decision that is made. Just because you can go after the tenant for all of these amounts that they're coming due doesn't necessarily mean you should. You do have to take account of, essentially, if you go through the process of peaceable re-entry of the property, again, as Russell's going to go through in just a minute, what then?
A lot of landlords actually in trying to work out what to do. Often tenants in significant rent arrears, but in a lot of circumstances, taking action against that tenant would result in a net negative being empty properties, commercial properties not letting quite as easily because obviously tenants are having the after effects of coronavirus themselves as well as the landlords. So considering all options and deciding whether the breaches that had been committed by virtue of the coronavirus and the effects of it, whether action needed to be taken immediately to rectify that. Landlords in general are struggling to make this final decision. The ideal is you would have a perfect answer, but in reality, that's not the case. It is a cost-benefit analysis that needs to be taken out with pretty much every decision that's being made to decide what action is going to happen and not necessarily just that action, but what's going to happen afterwards, what that's going to trigger, and then what's that going to trigger afterwards to make sure they're making the best decision they can based on very little information. In terms of action that may well be taken, ultimately, a lot comes down to the individual landlord, whether they want to get out of the industry, whether it is too much for a risk now to take, whether they've taken too much of a hit as a result of what's happened during the pandemic to mean that they can't afford to have these level of liabilities, these level of arrears or breaches continue. And so either moving out of the market or looking to reset.
So not only when it gets to dispute, but beforehand, make sure you're getting early advice, that you're getting suitable, full advice on the position before you make any drastic steps to enforce something that potentially you're not going to be able to recover and you've already started litigation. Okay, so that's it from me. And now I'm going to pass it over to Russell, who's going to go through a little bit on forfeiture.
Thanks very much, Richard. As Richard's explained, we've now back in the situation where There's no COVID moratorium anymore. We're back to how it was. So if you've got rent arrears, you do have the ability to forfeit. So I'm just going to take you through whistle stop tour on basically the main points on forfeiture. So first point to note is you must always check your lease. There's no automatic.
So I concentrated on the various ways in which a landlord can forfeit a lease. The easiest way is for peaceable re-entry, where the landlord changes the locks. And that's the preferred method for landlords. But also you can take court proceedings for forfeiture. So one of the problems that we're seeing still is the fact that the courts have problems with backlogs. They were already underfunded before COVID, and COVID only made the situation much worse. So it is taking a long time to get a case through to trial if you start court proceedings. So that's why landlords generally try to use the peaceable re-entry method of changing the locks if they possibly can, but they can't always do so.
But that's concluding my quick run through of forfeiture. So I'm now going to hand you over to Jasmine, and she's going to talk about a case involving forfeiture.
Good morning, everybody. So Russell has kindly taken us through.
My name's Jasmine Perry, and I'm a solicitor in the property disputes team here at Boyce Turner. I was talking about a recent case today relating to forfeiture proceedings based on a breach of the lease, rather than forfeiture based on rent arrears, which is what we usually see. But with rent arrears, the forfeiture proceedings are slightly different. You can have peaceable re-entry because rent is either due or it's not. Whereas when you're forfeiting based on a breach of the lease or something else, then you're looking at court proceedings.
The case of Cumbria Zoo Company Limited and Zoo Investment Company Limited is a recent case that involves forfeiture proceedings against a zoo. Now, in this case, forfeiture was based on a breach of the lease, not with rent arrears. It might be interesting to have a look at something that's not based on rent arrears, because with rent, it's either due or it's not. So here we have a breach of the lease. So the landlord forfeited the lease and possession was recovered. But following that, the tenant sought declaratory relief as they felt that the lease hadn't been validly forfeited, or alternatively sought a general relief from forfeiture. So here we'll just focus on reasonable access and when reasonable access can constitute a material breach of the lease. So a material breach is one that's substantial, significant, and not one that has little consequence. So as is common in the majority of commercial leases, there was
we had a lot of questions after the event today, because the issues we were discussing are prevalent to our attendees, because the moratorium period finished in September last year. And so forfeiture is a discussion that lots of landlords are having.
So I think definitely there is a heightened interest in this area from commercial agents at the moment, and landlords generally, because they're needing to take commercial decisions now on the level of arrears that have built up. So it's something that landlords are keenly interested in.
Okay, guys, thanks for the questions, and thank you very much for coming along this morning. I hope it's been useful for you, and hope to see you again in the future. Thanks very much indeed.